This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
Who is our Bathurst Pillars person for this episode?
Well, today, Brett, I'd like to tell our listeners about William Tremaine.
Ah, Tremaine. Would he have been connected in some way with the old Tremaine flour mill at the railway end of Keppel Street? Now, that's the mill that's been developed in recent years as an arts and tourist precinct and the future site for the Australian Milling Museum.
That's correct. You got it right. It was better known as the Victoria Mill in William Tremaine's time. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? My story about William Tremaine will take us on a journey to that very place. Now, William Tremaine was born in Cornwall, England, in 1831. It was there he learned his craft of milling flour, following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather. Now, when he was about 25 years old, William and his wife, Elizabeth, together with their two young children, migrated to New South Wales. This was in 1856 during the Gold Rush.
So did he come to Australia because of the Gold Rush?
No, but there is a connection with gold in this story. Tremaine's original plan was to come to Australia to work as a miller. And I think he may have been encouraged in this by an older brother who was already here and apparently doing well in his trade as a self-employed furniture maker in Sydney. Unfortunately, having arrived in the colony, William Tremaine could not find suitable employment in his trade of milling. Now, out of desperation to support his family, he took a job running a quartz crushing plant on a gold mine at Mitchell Creek, east of Bathurst. Now, some of our listeners will know the locality today as Sunny Corner. I suspect Tremaine's practical knowledge in running flour milling machinery and handling steam engines may have helped him secure the job. William and his family spent a few years there, living in very primitive conditions in a slab hut with a canvas roof. He tried his hand at prospecting for gold, but with little luck. Now, luck, that word, Brett, is a useful word to keep in mind with this story. After a time crushing quartz for gold, you know, stamper mill, Tremaine was offered a chance to return to his trade of grinding wheat for flour at a local mill. William Tremaine did not hesitate to see the opportunity. In 1863, he put all of the family's meager savings into a partnership to take a 5-year lease on a small 2-stone flour mill in South Bathurst. Alas, the venture had failed by 1868, mainly because of drought that forced the mill to rely on expensive imported wheat. This was before the arrival of the railway in Bathurst, so the imported wheat had to be transported by wagon from the railhead, an expensive journey. The mill proved to be an unlucky venture. Tremaine and his partner had no choice but to give up. Now, William Tremaine is in a very bad position. The mill had failed. He was broke. He was unemployed. And his family had now grown to 4 children. What was he to do?
Robin, this is certainly turning out to be a story of hardship and struggle. The Tremaines only been in the colony for 10 years and nothing seems to go right for them. I know the story will end on a positive note with the big mill on Keppel Street. So tell us, what did William Tremaine do to reverse his fortunes?
Well, he borrowed enough money to rent a property known as Raynham out on the Vale Road. The house had been unoccupied for some years and was in a derelict state. I expect Mrs. Tremaine sighed and reached for her broom. But in a shed, there was a long-abandoned single-stone flour mill. The old mill had once been used to grind wheat for the property, a common practice in early years of settlement. After much hard work, and with some ingenious innovations, and help from a handy friend, the mill was put back into operation. William Tremaine was back in business as a flour miller, if though on a very small scale and with mixed success. He was assisted by his eldest son, Reuben, who was now learning the milling trade and was destined to follow in his father's footsteps. In coming years, Reuben's brothers would join their father at his work. A family business was in the making at the Raynham Flour Mill. the mill at Raynham kept William Tremaine in the milling business for the next 6 or so years. But in truth, the little mill struggled to keep going in the face of mounting problems, which finally defeated Tremaine. He decided, if perhaps forced to do so, to give up the Raynham mill. However, his luck was about to change for the better. In the mid-1870s, after 20 years in the colony, his persistence at keeping to his milling trade finally came good. Having already decided to give up his little mill at Raynham, quite by chance he found himself talking with one of the Smith brothers, who jointly owned a mill in Bathurst. The brothers had just decided to sell their mill. William Tremaine, without hesitation, offered on the spot to buy it. It was
the Victoria Mill on Keppel Street, right?
That's right, Brett. The Victoria Mill on Keppel Street, better known in later years as Tremaine's Mill, and in future years, I expect, we will speak of it as the home of the Australian Milling Museum. Incidentally, the two French burr millstones, which working together formed Raynham's one stone mill, were at some time moved to the new mill and were for many years on display in front of the Victoria Mill. I'm sure many listeners will remember them. Now, they've been moved away for safekeeping, but I expect they will become a key exhibit in the new museum. Now, okay, Brett, we have, you might say, reached our final destination. William Tremaine, flour miller from Cornwall, with Elizabeth and their family of now 7 children, had at long last, and in the face of great challenge, found what they had long sought, their own flour mill in Bathurst. The Victoria Mill on Keppel Street, in that part of Bathurst that was known then as Milltown.
Is this then the end of our story, Robin? I mean, is this why William Tremaine has a plaque on a Bathurst pillar?
Not quite. Not quite, Brett. Tremaine's purchase of the Victoria Mill in the 1870s, not quite the end of our pillar story. What William Tremaine did over the next 20 or so years until his death in 1898 will provide the concluding chapter to our story. The Victoria Mill, when Tremaine took it over, was a small and not especially well-equipped operation. You might say it was a run-of-the-mill operation.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry, Brett. I just can't help slipping in the odd pun.
I've noticed that, Robin.
Yeah, okay. Right. Over time, William Tremaine expanded and modernized the Victoria Mill. He replaced the old stone grinding wheels with modern steel rollers and introduced up-to-date improvements throughout the milling process, as, for example, in the cleaning and handling of the grain. He brought the mill up to date. Other mills in town may have been doing much the same, but Tremaine often led the way by example, as when he installed an innovative new type of compact steam engine imported from the USA. This was not only a first for Bathurst, but Tremaine's new engine was the first one of that class imported into New South Wales. His steam engine was still being used in 1934. Shortly before his death in 1898, Tremaine took advantage of the mill's proximity to the railway and built a connecting spur to the mill at his own expense to haul grain in and flour out so as to make shipping easier and less costly. Some of our listeners will remember the rail tracks crossing Havana Street, and today you can't help but notice those huge grain silos. William and the family lived not far from their mill, in the way of 19th century industrialists. We can imagine them hearing the bustle and noise of their mill, often thundering away 24 hours a day, grinding grain to make their flour. The flour's brand name, incidentally, was Invincible.
Invincible. That's an unusual name, perhaps, for a flour brand, but certainly appropriate given the tenacity shown by William Tremaine to achieve his own flour mill.
I agree. Now, let me finish my story by pulling together a few threads. After a long struggle, William Tremaine established a family-owned milling business in Bathurst with his purchase of the Victoria Mill on Keppel Street in the mid-1870s. Under his guidance, the mill was expanded in production and modernized in its equipment and processing, offering proof that Bathurst could, in those days, be a successful industrial center equal to anywhere. Under William Tremaine's stewardship, a strong bond grew between the Tremaine family mill and the Bathurst community, a connection that continued with subsequent generations of Tremaine millers. The Tremaine Mill was Bathurst Mill, however. The statewide rail network that had been essential to the success of William Tremaine's mill in his lifetime would later render it, and most of Bathurst's industries, vulnerable to competition from larger Sydney enterprises. One by one, Bathurst flour mills shut down, until in 1957, with the closure of the Craigle Mill, there was only one flour mill still in business. The last Bathurst mill to close was the Victoria Mill on Keppel Street. It closed in 1980. Under Tremaine family ownership and management, the Victoria Mill, William Tremaine's mill, had by then been in operation for over 100 years. After a lengthy illness, William Tremaine died in 1898, aged 67. Bathurst today remembers William Tremaine, a Bathurst miller, with a plaque on the Bathurst pillars.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.